government has made progress on climate action, but still has a long way to go. That's the verdict of an independent panel of experts, which gave the coalition an overall grade of B-. The assessment, commissioned by Friends of the Earth, found that Ireland was doing well on issues like waste and biodiversity, but not so well on water and agriculture. Green Party TD Brian Leddon is chair of the Oireachtas Committee on the Environment and Climate Action, and he's in our Limerick studio this afternoon. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
Do you accept these findings as a fair assessment of the government's strengths and its weaknesses?
I think it's a very useful analysis that has been done by the panel. And we've done this every year now in the last few years. And we can see that the state is turning a corner with respect to climate and environment. So I'm broadly positive. At the end of the day, like it's a pretty solid methodology that they conducted, but it is a subjective analysis as well. And we might quibble on different parts of it. Broadly speaking, it shows that we have turned a corner very significantly. We've gone from being a real climate laggard internationally to be one of the leaders in Europe.
So at B minus, though, there's still plenty of room for improvement.
There's always room for improvement, and this isn't a challenge that it can be solved in a year or even 2 years or even 5 years. We're moving into many decades of climate action, and most climate action is positive. It's about changing our society such that we have better lives and we live more sustainably, whether that's introducing very good public transport systems, retrofitting homes. Like there's a program to retrofit 500,000 homes across the country. We've about 133,000 done. We're actually the best in Europe at retrofitting now because of the work of the last few years. Public transport, as I mentioned, we had the All-Ireland Rail Review was launched. That's a turning of the tide on development in the country.
If those are the successes, we have to also look at the failings. And if we look at a couple of the areas where the experts say there's a lot more work to be done, you'd have to start with drinking and wastewater. The report says that while there have been improvements, progress remains poor.
A lot of work still to be done in water and marine, and they're bundled together and they should really be separated in my view. When it comes to marine, the government has promised marine protected areas legislation. That hasn't happened as quickly as we would
like. The report says you aren't moving quickly enough.
Yeah, we do, and I would accept that, and it is the highest priority of the minister and the department at the moment to deliver that legislation, and we hope to see progress on that in the next few months. When it comes to water, we have huge challenges in water in this country. A lot of those are linked to agriculture and linked to how fertilisers are used on land and nitrate and phosphate leaching into waterways. That is a huge problem, but we are making a lot of progress. Treble the land, three times the amount of land that was being farmed organically is now being farmed organically.
Right. But
that
as you mentioned,
a land area the size of County Limerick and more.
Yeah, this but as you mentioned agriculture, you know that there is a particular issue in that area. And another issue raised by this report is communication, or the lack of it. Is the government failing to get its message across, particularly in rural areas?
I don't think so. I think broadly people are on board with the importance of this kind of climate action and environmental action. I think the progress that we've made shows that we are succeeding. A lot more can be done when it comes to communication. It's a very complex and technical policy area. And even if you look at, Friends of the Earth have reduced this down to 9 key areas. But if you look at the Climate Action Plan, it's about 400 pages. You know, it's very detailed and complex. And there's a lot of progress in some areas and not enough progress in other areas. And that's when you have so much detail, it's very hard to communicate what's important.
Okay.
And a lot of people, what they think might be very good and the most important thing from a climate action point of view mightn't be that. There might be other things that they're not thinking of.
Okay, can we talk about the tax on land zoned for housing developments? Because it sounds as though farmers will get an exemption. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane, he spoke to Finance Minister Jack Chambers a few minutes ago, and we can hear now what the minister had to say.
There's consensus in government on ensuring that active farmers are excluded from the residential loan zone land tax, and I'll be working with colleagues across government to ensure that we can bring a solution and give certainty to farmers who shouldn't be subjected to this. It would be an unintended consequence of the tax if active farmers are subject to the tax.
But that could happen in the budget?
Well, that's something I'll bring to government colleagues prior to the budget, but I welcome the fact that there's public consensus across all three parties in government that everybody wants to exclude active farmers.
That was Jack Chambers speaking a few minutes ago. Has the Green Party, Brian Leddon, has the party had to climb down on this issue?
No, I think there's consensus that the tax has to go ahead. That's what we're hearing from Minister Chambers as well. I think all parties agree that it's very important. So we await the proposals that the Minister will come back with. And what we need to do is open up land for development. We are in a housing crisis. We need to build tens of thousands of homes every year. And that does entail opening up land for development. So this is a tax on land hoarding. It's a tax on speculation.
But are you okay with the fact that it won't cover farmers?
I don't think he's saying that. He's saying that he's going to come back with proposals so that active farmers won't be penalised, and we await those proposals. And we're talking about a very tiny proportion of farmers across the state that would be impacted by this. It's only those ones that have land that is zoned for development. And so what we don't want is that land being hoarded where its value increases over time and where there's a huge windfall to the landowner and no homes are built in when we need them, which is urgently.
Okay, just finally, how concerned are you about these reports that a number of cargo planes carrying weapons to Israel have crossed Irish airspace?
It's a huge concern, and it's appalling that this has happened, and it's happened seemingly, as I understand, without any consent being sought from the government. And I'm very pleased that the Department of Transport has said that it's going to investigate these reports and find out more about what's been happening. But it's appalling, and the government's line is quite consistent that Israel's conduct in the war in Gaza has been abhorrent and inhumane, and this is just another element of that. But I'm very pleased that the Department of Transport is going to investigate this fully.
Okay, and you'd be hoping then to get answers on this pretty quickly?
Absolutely, as quickly as possible. I think that's really important, yes.
Brian Leddon, thank you for joining us from our Limerick studio this afternoon.